Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, damn, here we go again. Loving you has caused me so much pain, but you don't see it, you never see it. So why apologize? I was just doing what I had to do, baby. And I for an eye. God knows I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to break your heart.
Enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And that was Hurt You that you were listening to by Toni Braxton and Babyface at the top of the show. I thought it was appropriate for tonight's discussion about breaking sexual soul ties, and these are the deep emotional bonds or connections that we often form with each other through sex, relationships that sometimes are healthy and sometimes very unhealthy, setting us up for emotional, mental, and spiritual pain and anguish. Tonight, my expert guest and I will explore the concept of soul ties more in depth and how you can break free of these bonds in order to restore your emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. And tonight's expert, Shaiju Matthew, has been preaching God's word since age 7, with his first official meeting outside Bangalore, India, in Kerala, India, at age 11. By 12, he preached for the first time in an open-air mass crusade, confirming God's will to raise the prophet and evangelist in India for his glory. By his teenage years, Pastor Shaiju had preached in several nations, and at age 17, authored the book Why God Established David. The pastor is now married to Tiny Matthew, with whom he has a daughter named Catherine, and they currently reside in Montreal, Canada, where he is calling in tonight. But his travel as a family is where God sends them with a sole desire to lift the name of Jesus. Pastor Shaiju, I think I faintly hear you on the line. Thanks for joining the Relationships 360 family tonight.
Hello, Tiffany. It's such a pleasure to join you, and thank you for having me.
No problem. The reason I invited you on is not only because of your awesome calling to preach the word, but your very impressive writings about soul ties on your blog, which our listeners can access at revivenations.org.
Yeah, revivenations.org, right.
Okay, great. What moved you to write on that subject? There's so many things, you know, that you can talk about. What moved you to write about soul ties?
You know, after I got your call, I actually looked it up on Guarding the Heart blog. That's the name of the blog I write. And that's when I realized it's a post that I wrote 2 years ago, and that was the only time I wrote about that article. But that is the number one post on my blog. The context was that there was this young man who was sitting beside me on a flight. I don't remember to where I was flying to. And he began to speak, and he began to tell me how he would think about his girlfriend, and he would wake up from his sleep. He would go online, and she would be right waiting for him. And apparently it happened so many times. And he was boasting about it. And during the conversation, I pointed out to him, saying, you know, has this been happening? I gave him a few of my thoughts related to that. That's when he realized that there's a soul tie. And then he began to open up when he found out that I was an evangelist. He began to open up the negative aspects of it and how she would control him. And you know, that wasn't the case before when he initially started talking to me. It was all the good things. But when he realized that there may be an issue here, that's when we went into the deeper issues of soul ties. And I thought, you know what, this may be a good topic that I should post about. And thankfully, it's helped thousands of people on my blog.
Well, and hopefully it'll help thousands, tens of thousands more through this show tonight. And I understand that you're actually going to blog about what we talk about here tonight as well. So I think we're doing our jobs here of spreading the gospel. And we'll probably get into some scripture too tonight. Go ahead, Pastor.
And thanks to your post, your call, I got to study about it a bit more. So I hope we go into deeper aspects of the issue than what I did on my last post.
Absolutely. And I titled this show Breaking Sexual Soul Ties. That's how many soul ties are formed, is through premarital and extramarital sex. But God did not intend for us to engage in sex outside of marriage. So tell us, Pastor, what is God's purpose for sex, and what's the big deal about having sex outside of the marriage covenant?
See, I think by now everybody knows that, you know, biblically that premarital sex is a sin, and we know the theological aspects of it. You know, even